The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm a little emotional. CL Smooth. And that little post game. So everybody loves Dan Quinn, right? And he already dropped the boom one time. And Terry McLaurin shut that music off. Or don't shut off the Pete Rock and CL Smooth. I want it. Shut that music off. How about a game ball to the first coach to ever do that here in Washington, D.C.? Not Joe Gibbs. Not any of the greats. Not Vince Lombardi didn't do that, I don't think. Different era, but still, man. Unreal. Unreal. Awesome. Any hoodles. Grant Daniel and fam. Toby in for GP. As the Washington local football gentlemen continue to build the foundation of success on and off the field this season, it's time for you to plan for your future as well. As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori and Morod can help you update your last will and testament or set up a revocable trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them that Grant Daniel sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. So, a couple quick notes, a bit of housekeeping to get out of the way. I'm going to tease this for the 6 o'clock hour. Darius has put together a montage of all the delightful calls that resulted in several touchdowns and fun moments from the Washington football game. We'll play that for you. He's really good at that, and he is doing it right meow behind the scenes. So, we're going to have that. It's like cool effects. It's like set to music. It's always like, hey, remember when they scored those touchdowns against the Eagles? And then, like, we have to relive it. Or they have to relive it and we get to relive it. That makes any sense? We'll do that in the 6 o'clock hour. Two other things of note super quick. Max is in for Ryan today. And I don't want to say that he ruined my week. But it kind of ruined my week. Here's what happened.
Great,
it's a great question.
Great.
So I do this bit all the time because I'm hungry and fat. Every day, all the time. I could always eat. And I always do this bit when I'm starving. I walk into the control room and I ask everybody, assuming best quality. So it's like you don't have to take into account like a slow delivery or it gets watered down or you get a C-minus version. Assuming best quality, any food, what would you want delivered right now? Based on like things, something I'm thinking about. Toby earlier chose, I believe, a prime rib.
Prime rib.
With mashed taters.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Darisaw chose Peruvian chicken.
Love it.
And he wanted like a green vegetable. And I was like, to eat?
Yeah.
And it was his meal, though. I mean, that's fine. I wanted a barbacoa burrito with some, like, Fritos in it. And I didn't get a chance to finish talking about it, but it would have, like, some nacho cheese. One is cheese, not yours. One is nacho cheese. And a little sour cream and some guacamole. And a couple of the toppings. Salsa, fresco.
Sounds amazing.
It was delicious. Yeah, it had this whole thing in mind. It had some chips on the side with some spicy salsa. And, you know, maybe had Arnold Palmer to drink. But the point of the dude's story is, in the spirit of that, Maxwell House Coffee goes, hey, again, similar to the question about assuming best quality, you can only have one best quality, whatever topping you want, mashed potatoes or best quality French fries. And I sat there staring at the abyss like I was in a student art film for 5 minutes out the window at the rain while like melancholy music was playing. I'm like Bill Murray in Lost in Translation.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And Toby's like, mashed potatoes? And then he left to do the update. I don't know. I chose fries, but did I? I don't know the answer to that.
It's a difficult one.
Yeah.
It really is, because high-level fries are incredible.
Yes.
High-level mashed potatoes.
Incredible.
Also incredible. There's really no wrong answer.
Your best fry situation. Now, it's unfair to start adding toppings, okay? You can't just go bacon cheese fry or otherwise. It's like best fry. But you could do like a duck fat fry. Okay, get the fry however you want it. Then you could dip it in your vinegar. You can go a Downey-Asian style. You can get like a nice little aioli type situation. You can go
I like the shoestring ones.
Yes, of course, Tobes. The curly fry, which is a great, whatever fry you want. Then you got your mashed potatoes. That's a butter and gravy delivery system. Little bit of lumps, which would just demonstrate that they're homemade and I love them so much. I don't know what you choose, because either way, you're basically telling one of your kids, not you anymore, you got to leave. I don't know the answer to that.
I'm going mashed potatoes, personally.
But now you don't have fries.
I can live with that.
Okay.
I can live with it.
I can't. I can't live without either. Can't live without either. I love them both so much. The other thing, and this is just a quick side note before we get to our topic, I promise you, I have things to get to. I had a lot to do today on one trip. I went to drop off dry cleaning and to get a couple things altered. I bought them when I was super fat. Now I'm just kind of medium fat, but I didn't want them too tight in case I get fat again.
Sure.
Everybody with me so
sure.
far? But these are sort of like my fat clothes that I needed to get tailored some. So I did that. Then I also had to pick up the dry cleaning that was already there. I did two of the three things. I got stuff altered. I got in like a minor, not argument. That sounds like it was heated. It wasn't. She was basically like, hey, this one's too big. Just go get a new one. Like trade it in for a new one. You don't want me to let it in. I was like, fine. And then we did the alterations, the others, and I dropped off the dry cleaning. I forgot to pick up the dry cleaning that was there.
Oh.
And so I gave the ticket for the dry cleaning. She then brings it out and I left it in the store. So she was so nice, she called the number they have on file, which is my wife's number, as I'm pulling into the driveway. She's like, did you leave the dry cleaning at the dry cleaners? I was like, yeah. Yeah. I did that.
It's a helpless feeling.
Yeah. And you know what's funny about that is I can't go back. I have to get ready to go to the show. Anyway, what's tomorrow? Christmas Eve? Yeah. I guess I'll get it another time. Maybe. I'll try to explain it. I don't have the ticket. You see what happened was. Anyway, that was my day. So I went ahead and watched that. Hope you guys are doing well. My brain is twisted up like a knot because I can't decide between mashed potatoes and French fries. And my wife knows that she married a buffoon. So there you go. Ta-da.
Lovely.
Yeah,
lovely.
That's my summary. All right, so I want to hit this. I think this is interesting. A lot of people seem to not care about it. So if no one cares, we will move right along. But here's where I am. By beating Philadelphia yesterday, they pretty much locked in that they play Philadelphia in a couple of weeks in the postseason. Now, if Tampa Bay loses one of their final two, they'll lose the division. Atlanta gets in. Washington doesn't. I mean, Tampa Bay doesn't. If Washington beats Atlanta, it's over. If Washington beats Dallas, it's over. So it's as good a path as you can have when you're the last wild card team, potentially. Right? They control their own destiny. And if they screw it up, they could still get help in multiple different ways. So you're pretty much talking about they're the 7 seed, and Philadelphia is locked in now as the 2 seed. Not statistically, but pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right, yeah. So Philadelphia is 12-3. The Lions are 13-2. They now have about a 5% chance, talking about Philadelphia, maybe a little bit less, of getting that 1 seed. They cannot fall below the Rams or the Falcons, the other division winners, because the Rams are 9-6. Falcons right now are 8-7. So loss-wise, they just simply can't get worse than 12-5, and nobody can get to 12-5 because of the loss column. So they're the 2 seed. Washington, if they make the postseason, unless they overtake Green Bay, which they could if Green Bay loses here and Washington wins out potentially, you're pretty much locked into the 7 seed. They're going on the road in a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, mind you, to play Philadelphia. Is that good or bad?
I don't know that it's bad, right? Like, if you look at the options of what they were going to have if they were the 7 seed, realistically, just as early as last week, there was only 3 options. It was going to be Philly ends up with the 1 seed, which we now know is unlikely to happen, and Detroit ends up as the 2 seed, and you have to go to Detroit. I wouldn't want that. There was a possibility that Detroit didn't win the division and Minnesota did. I wouldn't mind going to Minnesota. You know, you're going to have to play a really good team regardless. I wouldn't mind going to Minnesota. But if you ask me, you know, which of the options, I think in terms of seconds, it would be going to Philly because you know this team. You know Philadelphia. And in turn, like, you face Minnesota, you face Detroit, it's not a coin flip to me because you're not familiar with the team. The team is better than you, like Philadelphia is going to be in terms of on paper. But when you play Philadelphia, you know these guys. It's a division opponent. You're playing for a third time this season. It's difficult to beat a team, you know, when you're playing a third time. So it's not as if Philadelphia is going to have a huge advantage. Yes, they're going to have Jalen Hurts back. Yes, they're going to be at home. All of the factors. Washington's not going to be favored. You know, we know that. They're not going to be favored against any opponent. But a third time against the same opponents, against Philadelphia of all teams in Philly, I don't hate it. I'm not saying they're going to win. But to me, it feels more like a coin flip than the other ones. And so I don't think it's a bad thing if they have to go to Philadelphia. Would I rather play, you know, if they get to the 6th seed and they play L.A. Mm-hmm. or Tampa,
I'd rather do that. Now, did winning yesterday change how you feel? Did it make you feel better about it?
No. I don't know that it really changed anything. Okay. To me, it still feels like a coin flip, regardless if you win or lose yesterday.
Because I'll explain this more when we come back. But to me, I actually made me feel worse about going up there.
Interesting.
Because I'm like, You got them. Are you beating them 2 out of 3 times? A team that's better than you? And again, maybe people don't want to hear that because we're still on the high of yesterday.
By the way, there's nothing wrong with them being better. We all know that.
Yeah, that's a Super Bowl contender. I don't think Washington's there yet. But I'm going, are you really going to beat that team 2 out of 3 times? That same group that was manhandling you when Jalen Hurts was in the game. You're going to go up there, assuming he can play in a few weeks. Now, if you can't, different story. Let's sign up for the Kenny Pickett experience right now, sight unseen. But there's still a path, I suppose, that's worth mentioning for Washington to be the 6th seed. Green Bay, who plays New Orleans tonight, then at Minnesota. So if they dropped a game and Washington wins out, if they're 2-1 the rest of the way, they'd end up at 12-5. If Washington did the same thing, they too would be 12-5. And I believe that at the tiebreaker.
They have the tiebreaker.
Because that would mean Green Bay has more NFC losses than they would because they don't match up head-to-head. So I suppose that's still a possibility, right? Because I guess beating Philadelphia opened that possibility up, maybe more so than you would have thought. But I'm basically saying, assuming Green Bay doesn't fumble the bag. No? Wrong usage? Okay, fine. My kid says this one. Assuming Green Bay doesn't sell. No? That's worse? Okay.
It's not bad. That one was better than the first one.
Well, so what? Anytime something bad happens in one of their video games, my kids go, bro, you sold. Bro, I sold. I'm like, first of all, who are you talking to? Second of all, do you have a receipt? Like, what happened? Anyway.
Did he bounce?
Shut up, Danny. What? I mean, Toby and I are... You selfish idiot.
Yeah, they do.
Would you? I listen, hey, I'm serious, man. I'm going to talk to you during the break. Idiot. Stupid buffoon.
Danny Routier?
What up, Chuck? Don't bait me into it. I'm doing that tomorrow. Toby and for GP. It's Grant Danny here on The Fan. They're going to play Philly in all likelihood in a few weeks. I know there's a possibility they move up, but pretty much let's say that nearly solidified the fact that Philly's the 2 seed. Washington's most likely outcome is the 7 seed. Did yesterday change your feelings at all, good or bad, about going up there, maybe beating them in a couple of weeks? That's next on The Fan.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.